And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can also follow us through social media on Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, or you can reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. On the phone with me now is Hannah Firestone. Hannah is with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. She's here this morning to talk about an event coming up Saturday, June 12th, and Sunday, June 13th, is the CABVI 2021 5K Walk Run. Welcome back to the show, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, Robbie. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, refresh our memory. We had you on the show before, but tell us about Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Tell us about some of the services you provide to our community right here.
Sure. So our mission here at CABVI is empowering people who are blind or visually impaired with opportunities to seek independence. We've been around since 1911, and we offer services to anybody who has vision loss, whether they're babies or, you know, they're 99 years old. So we have our access technology services. We have our early childhood and youth services, low vision services, orientation mobility. And we also have our information services where people who are blind or visually impaired can listen to our radio to access print material that they might not be able to access otherwise.
Okay, so how many people in this area live with vision loss?
You know, there's quite a number because vision loss is such a spectrum. Mm-hmm. You know, most people who have vision loss aren't completely blind. You know, it's just a very wide spectrum of vision loss. And most of the people that we serve are slowly losing their vision due to age-related conditions. And we serve about 4,500 clients last year.
Now, for those that may not know or understand, explain to us some of the biggest challenges those with visual impairments have. What are some things that they face?
Yeah, so, I mean, the best that I can think of is just think of all the things that you do in your daily life that you need sight for. You know, once you get to a certain range of vision loss, you can't drive anymore. So you have to figure out, you know, how to take the bus. You know, most people might not know how to use the bus schedule or how to figure out where to get the bus and how to transfer. Think about all the things you read on a daily basis, you know, your mail, the newspaper, online articles, and that might be very difficult for someone with vision loss if they don't have the right tools. Or, you know, just on your computer or your cell phone. Luckily, with technology now, there's so many adaptive ways that they can still use their cell phone and their computer with different apps and services to help read the words to people with vision loss.
Okay, so let's talk about this. What impact has the pandemic had on the organization, and how are you now recovering?
Yeah, so, you know, the pandemic had a really big impact on nonprofits throughout the country just because we rely so heavily on supporters for the agency. And, you know, when people aren't working and things are shut down, a little more tight with their money, you know, and all of the services we're able to provide are only because we have such amazing community support. And luckily, we kept feeling that support throughout the pandemic from our supporters. And it did impact, though, the way that we were able to serve our clients. But luckily, our low vision team and everybody who works with our clients is just amazing. And they did such a phenomenal job working with our clients over the phone and just making sure that they could do everything they could without having being able to actually see them in person. And we do rely so heavily on our volunteers as well, and our volunteers weren't able to come in. So our radio reading services very quickly switched over to having volunteers read from home, and we had zero interruption in the radio reading services, so our clients could still access information, which was just amazing. It really, we just felt so much support, and our team here at CABVI just was so phenomenal in making sure that our clients could still get what they needed from us.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show and our guests can be found on our Facebook page. Like us, visit, and follow us on Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. This morning, we're speaking to Hannah Firestone. She's here this morning to talk about an upcoming event sponsored by the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Now, let's talk about that event. It's coming up on Saturday, June 12th, and Sunday, June 13th. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, so this is our annual 5K. It is virtual this year. We did, we had to start planning this event back in January, and we still didn't know what life was going to be like come June with the pandemic and with restrictions. So we just decided, for the safety and health of our supporters and our clients and our staff, to just have the event virtual. It was super successful last year when we did it virtually. And what's great about it is that, you have 2 days to do your 5K, and you can do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon instead of waking up at 6 a.m. to run 3 miles or walk 3 miles. I'm not an early riser, so that's always kind of rough for me. So it's just a really great event, and we still have a lot of supporters who are signed up this year.
So Hannah, take us through the steps. If we're interested in participating in the 5K walk run, what do we need to do?
Basically, all you have to do is register, and then we will send you your race packet. So that includes your T-shirt and then a surprise gift, which this year is a glow-in-the-dark koozie and our 5K guide that I've created. So our 5K guide has, some recipes in it for before or after your 5K, some stretches. And then I also created 4 brewery loops. So they start and end at some local breweries, and you can walk 3 miles and then end your walk or run at a brewery and, enjoy a refreshing cold beer in this hot summer weather. But you don't have to do one of those loops. You can just do 3 miles in your neighborhood or on your treadmill, really wherever you choose. And then you can go back to our website, cincyblind.org/5K. to report your time, and then we'll give out medals to some category winners for that.
All right. So you have some very important deadlines coming up for the event. What should we know here?
Yes. So register by June 4th in order to get your race packet in time for the event weekend. So June 4th is when we want you to register. You can always register after June 4th. You just might not get the race packet in time for the event weekend.
So explain to our listeners how the money will be used. All the money that will be raised during this event, how will the money be used?
Yeah, so all money raised from our events this year go back to just support all of CABBI's services to help those 4,500 clients that we serve every year.
So again, is the CABVI 2021 5K Walk Run. If our listeners would like more information, how can they find out more?
They can head over to cincyblind.org/5K to get more information about our event.
All right. And for those that are listening this morning that would like to help out with the organization, what can we all do to ensure that your work continues?
Yeah, well, anybody can make a donation. If you can't participate in the 5K or don't want to, you can always donate, and you can always volunteer your time. Volunteers really keep our organization running and our services running, and we just rely on them so heavily.
Okay, and if our listeners would like to volunteer, how can they reach out to you guys?
Yeah, so they can just call our main line at 513-221-8558. And ask for our volunteer manager, and they'll kind of get some information from them and figure out the best place for them to volunteer.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much, Hannah. If our listeners, again, if they would like to find out more about the 5K, how can they find out more?
Head over to cincyblind, cincyblind.org/5K.
Okay. And why should our listeners come out and support this event?
Because we are just a great organization, and our clients really rely on our services for everyday life and to live their life independently.
All right. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Rodney.
We've been speaking to Hannah Firestone with the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.